Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
For a show about a time traveller, Doctor Who deals with the perils of mucking around with our past and future with a surprising lack of regularity. This year's festive special, Eve of the Daleks, is the first time that the show has properly explored the phenomenon of a time loop, barring flirtations in the likes of Carnival of Monsters and Megalos. So when else in the show's 58-year history has it explored the ramifications of travelling through time? And in the Reethian genesis of the programme, what do these stories teach a young audience about cause and effect, consequences and morality? Time travel may seem like a tempting prospect. It's what finally convinced Rose Tyler to climb aboard after all. And yet, it can also provide you with a devastating moral dilemma or an insight into the horrors of history. Let's travel back across 58 years of time and space through the prism of our favourite Tea Time sci-fi show. Watch out for butterflies and remember, don't interfere unless Catherine Tate asks you to. With that in mind, I'm Ellie with Who Culture, and this is 10 Best Doctor Who Time Travel Stories. Number 10. City of Death. Forget Biff Tannen's almanac. The greatest use of time travel for financial gain can be found in Douglas Adams' classic Doctor Who story. Trapped on Earth and splintered across human history, Scaroth needs funding for the time experiments that will make him whole again. In what is one of the most ingenious villainous schemes in the history of Doctor Who, he plots to steal the Mona Lisa using alien technology. Not only that, but centuries earlier he also managed to convince Leonardo da Vinci to paint 6 copies of the famous artwork. Once the news breaks, he intends to sell one each to the 7 nefarious art collectors who covet the painting. After all, they're hardly going to brag about it, are they? It's a wonderfully inventive use of past and present communicating with each other, and clearly influenced Stephen Moffat's later work. Not only that, but the accident that splinters Scaroth across time is the very spark that begins life on Earth. In one of the best jokes in the whole story, the brutish but well-meaning Duggan puts human history back on course by lamping Scaroth with the most important punch in human history. It's a simple resolution completely at odds with the tricksy time narrative, which is why it's utterly hilarious. Number 9. The Aztecs. Whilst Doctor Who had visited cavemen and travelled with Marco Polo, it was the 6th serial, The Aztecs, which first attempted to deal with the morality of time travel. Travelling to 15th century Mexico, history teacher Barbara Wright is mistaken for a god and is tempted to use this newfound status to save the historic civilization. Much to the horror of the Doctor, William Hartnell and Jacqueline Hill had great chemistry throughout their time together on the show, and their scenes where they argue about interfering in Aztec society are one of the early standouts in the show. It's also here that the rules of time travel in Doctor Who are firmed up. Over the course of The Aztecs, you can't rewrite history. Not one line becomes, you can't rewrite history, but you can change one man's mind. Much like the Doctor and Donna in the fires of Pompeii, Barbara saves the life of Ortlok by opening his eyes beyond his faith. The final scene with the Doctor suggesting this to Barbara is wonderful. She has succeeded on a small scale in her attempt to end the human sacrifices at the heart of Aztec society. Number 8. Father's Day. Did I mention it also travels in time? Were the words that convinced Rose Tyler to leave Mickey and run through the doors of the TARDIS. In Father's Day, we find out why that was such a deal-breaker. It starts, as universe-ending catastrophes often do, quite simply. The Doctor agrees to take Rose back to the 1980s to see her parents get married. Deciding she wants to be there for her father at the moment of his untimely death, Rose makes a choice that threatens to doom all of mankind. The first half of the Ninth Doctor's era is quite breezy, murderous Dalek and PTSD aside, but it's the long game on Father's Day that Russell T Davies begins to introduce the audience to the more painful side side of travelling in time. We see it in Adam's greed in The Long Game, and we see it again here. At odds with earlier and later attempts to just save one, everything hinges on Rose's decision to save her dad's life. By giving this one man a new lease of life, time and reality begins to unravel. There are rules to saving people's lives, and you can't just do it willy-nilly, as Rose finds out to devastating effect. Number 7. The Curse of Fenric. The Seventh Doctor's transition from Cosmic Clown to Dark Manipulator comes to a thrilling climax in 1989's The Curse of Fenric. It's discovered that the Doctor has been playing a long game across time and space against Fenric, an evil from the dawn of time. Picking up elements from previous adventures such as Dragonfire and Silver Nemesis, it's a game that takes place in the present, the future, and concludes in our past. Wibbly wobbly, etc, etc. Much like City of Death, this is a story that portrays time zones taking place simultaneously. The Doctor can seamlessly travel from one to the other, wherever he needs to be. It's one of the main appeals of the show. An additional time travel spin is given to the story when Ace meets widowed mother Kathleen Dudman, who is revealed to be her grandmother. It's a reveal that comes towards the end of the story, after Ace has cradled and made googly eyes at her own mother as a baby, the mother that she hated. It's a moving moment and another time travel trope we don't often see in the show. Who were these people in our lives before we met them? They were scared little children like the rest of us. Number 6. Blink. Originally written as an apology for being unable to produce a two-parter for the third season, Stephen Moffat's Blink has become one of the all-time great Doctor Who stories, and it barely features the Doctor. And yet, it is totemic of the fundamentals of the show: time travel, creepy monsters, and resourceful human beings. The Weeping Angels feed on time paradoxes, and their method of dispatch is heartbreaking, poetic, and pure Moffat. They remove you from your own time and deposit you in another time and place to live out the rest of your days with your family and friends none the wiser. Blink is the greatest iteration of this central conceit, and we see Sally Sparrow chatted up by a young policeman who's simultaneously aged and dying in a hospital bed across town. It's the same rain. A beautiful, melancholic portrayal of time being the enemy. It's a work of genius that would stylistically form the backbone of Doctor Who from 2010 to 2017.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently: Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5. The Ark. Having unwittingly exposed a future human civilization to the common cold, the Doctor and his companions race against time to find a cure and save the day. Leaving in the TARDIS, they are surprised to materialize in the exact same spot 7 centuries later. The Doctor and his companions' previous visit eventually led to a bloody uprising by the enslaved Monoids, who now oppress their former captors. Would any of this have happened if the TARDIS hadn't arrived? Well, possibly yes, but it's the virus that has exposed the inequality on board the Ark ship. This 1965 story is a real underrated classic and has increases in relevance as we continue to deal with the pandemic. Stephen's concern over what else the travelers have exposed other civilizations to is one of the most chilling moments in all of Doctor Who. The very fact that the Doctor has a time machine allows us as an audience to experience the world that the Doctor leaves behind once he's saved the day. It's a shame the series doesn't do it more often. Number 4. the Pandorica opens, and the Big Bang. Amy's not wrong when she says this is where things get complicated. In the finale of Matt Smith's debut series, there is a lot of zipping about and general mucking around with time. Little Amelia is thirsty, so the Doctor steals a drink from an earlier version of Little Amelia. The Doctor's trapped inside the Pandorica, so zips back to give Rory his sonic screwdriver to release him after he's already freed. It makes mincemeat of causality and is having an absolute ball. To look too deeply into the hows and whys of everything would likely cause the whole episode to fall apart, but it's the sort of breezy, zippy time travel humour you can achieve when you've got a vortex manipulator. Cheap and nasty time travel, sure, but also a bloody good laugh. At the time, a lot of fans complained that it was too complicated for kids. Too complicated for grown-ups, perhaps. Kids were probably having a whale of a time with how silly it all is. It's the tricksy narrative of Blink blown up to series finale proportions, and is one of the all-time great Moffat finales. Number 3. A Christmas Carol. Stephen Moffat has riffed on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol one or two times in The Snowman and The Day of the Doctor. His most obvious retelling of the classic tale is, of course, this 2010 Christmas special. However, it's not only Dickens that Moffat is stealing from. He's also stealing from his own back catalogue. Many years previously, he wrote a short story about the Seventh Doctor changing the personal history of a miserable librarian so that she would eventually allow him access to an important text. Smaller scale stakes than a crashing space cruise liner, but both stories tackle some incredibly deep philosophical concerns, not least whether or not the Doctor has the right to do it in the first place. If someone goes back and changes our personal history, introduces us to love and friendship that we didn't previously have, then are we still the same person? It's the classic ship of Theseus, Trigger's broom dilemma. And speaking of Trigger's broom, Stephen Moffat also nicks the kinky roleplay gag from Only Fools and Horses. A Christmas Carol is a fun bit of Doctor Who does Dickens, and is classic Moffat. High concept sci-fi, saucy jokes, and genuine heart, all delivered to you whilst you're woozy from too much Quality Street. Number 2. Fires of Pompeii. In the first Russell T Davies era, each series had a fairly rigid structure. One contemporary Earth story, a historical adventure, and a space one. It's a structure that outlines to new viewers exactly what Doctor Who can do. Whereas the previous series' trips back in time were romps involving zombies, werewolves, and witches, The Fires of Pompeii addresses one of the show's fundamental tenets, the Time Lord policy of non-intervention. James Moran's story is a 2008 update of the themes of 1964's The Aztecs, with the Doctor once more unable to avert a historical catastrophe to the horror of his companion. Whilst the alien pyrovile plot muddies the waters, it's still an affecting insight into the burden of gallivanting through time and space. It can't all be flirting with Shakespeare or solving murders with Agatha Christie. Much like the Aztecs, the Doctor and his companion do manage to save someone. Here is the family of the familiar-looking Caecilius, who for reasons of people not understanding how television casting works, goes on to have a very influential effect on the Doctor's future. Number 1. Rosa. It's astonishing and more than a little embarrassing that it took until 2018 for Doctor Who to properly explore what it would be like to travel in time when you're not white. We've had a glib aside in The Shakespeare Code and an odious racist in Thin Ice, but it's not until Rosa that the show tackles race head on. Co-written by Chris Chibnall and Mallory Blackman, it's an all too plausible tale of someone who, when handed new technology, uses it to be appallingly racist. It also does something that the show hasn't done since the 1960s, present a period in history which is incredibly dangerous to members of the TARDIS team. There's unbelievable tension in the scenes where Ryan helpfully picks up a dropped glove and is refused service in the local diner. He's even threatened with a lynching in one of the episode's most shocking moments. We've rarely seen as hostile an environment in the history of Doctor Who, and it provides valuable insight into how far society has come and how far it still has to go with regards to racial equality.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.